Supervisor Mayo.
Chairman, today, will you be laying on all items today?
Nothing. Everything is informational, Supervisor Mayo.
Okay.
Nothing will be approved today.
Thank you, Chair.
You're welcome, sir. Item, Supervisor Stamp.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. During the budget deliberations and the hearings, there's no approvals until the end, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, let's get that out of the way, because I don't know why we keep saying that.
Well,
why do we have to keep saying
Supervisor Mayo, who's not on the committee, asked the question.
Not in the direction of Supervisor Mayo, but every so far we keep confusing. Getting that confused, but nothing gets voted on until the end.
This is only the second year that we're doing it.
It is only the second year.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And you've been here.
In the past, we as we moved through things, we made motions. So, and Supervisor Mayo was on finance and audit when we had that procedure. So.
All right, I just want to make sure.
I asked as well.
Last year we didn't do that.
No, last year we didn't do that. And you were here for. You've been here for the.
Right.
Two times we haven't done that.
You've been here for 2 years, so this is your process, but
yes.
For the rest of us.
It's not new to you.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry about that. I just want to make sure I'm clear. We don't vote on anything. We're not doing anything until it's time.
Well, Supervisor Mayo was on the committee for 8-9 years, so he just...
He's an old guy.
Yeah.
They're trying to teach old dogs new tricks.
Mayo, I hope you... I'm just asking a point of clarification. Mayo about to get on. Please make sure there's no reflection of Supervisor Mayo for the record. For the record. Thank you.
I'm just trying to make sure that we understand the process that everybody here. So even though the department heads may know about that, but in case somebody else come up, everybody's required to ask them, and we'll approve by the So we want to make sure that since it's transportation, I want everybody, because I support everybody back there that's coming up today, so come on.
Yes, sir.
Let's flow a little bit today.
All right.
Nice try.
Got to be nice to them today. We don't want the same incident that you had yesterday. All right, come on.
I hear you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Item number two, please.
Item number two, Org Unit 5040, Department of Transportation, Airport, page 238.
Mr. Chairman.
Director Dranzig, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and committee members. Before we get into the division budgets, I'd just like to take a minute, if I could, to just give a brief overview of the department as a whole. The division directors are here and will get into their budget specifically when they're called. But I just wanted to, just from a department perspective, just provide a brief overview of some of the major points that you're going to be hearing.
That's fine. Thank you, sir.
So in the airport area, you're going to be hearing from Barry here real shortly about the continued impact of consolidation that's been occurring in the airline industry. That trend seems to be continuing and has some effects within the airport's budget. And like I said, Barry will get into that in a little bit. In the highway area, there's a tax levy increase of about $178,000, which brings the total investment for tax levy for the county work in highway to a little over $1 million. For county trunk-based work, so we're very appreciative of that. In the fleet area, fleet remains largely the same, and it's driven by the replacement program and the work requested by user departments, and Dan Gayden will be here to speak to that a little bit when his area is called. Transit has a phased implementation, as I'm sure you're all aware of, new fare box system that will be taking effect in 2014, which will provide transit riders with expanded fare options. And then in the director's office, we have two position requests that we're looking forward towards, one for safety and emergency management and the other for policy and research work activity related to the director's office and for the department. So I just want to provide that brief overview and then Barry can.
Thank you. Director Rabin, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, supervisors. As in years past, the airport budget is presented with the no tax levy requirement. As you know, all users of the airport pay for the opportunity to generate business at the airport. And as a result, the airport is a no tax levy enterprise fund department of the county. Prior to this meeting and during our budget preparation, we meet with the airlines who have signed the airport airline use and lease agreement, and we go over this budget with them. As you know, the airlines are the final guarantors of the airport's budget and cause it to break even. And so they go over this budget with us. We negotiate a few changes, and then they sign off on it as approved. So the budget that you see has also been run by our major tenants. The big highlight, I think, for 2014 is the changes in the metrics at the airport. As Mr. Granzik alluded, the industry is going through a consolidation phase. 10 years ago, there were about 12 airlines in the country. Today, there are 5 major airlines, and that could soon be 4 if the American and U.S. Airways merger is approved. So it's a major change, and the change of that means that the airlines have gotten capacity under control. It used to be there were more seats in the air than could be sold, and so prices were more competitive. Now the airlines have controlled their capacity, and of course that also means they are more in control of pricing. A few years ago it was 237 round trip in New York City. Now it's 400 and something round trip. So things have changed. And the big change in Milwaukee, of course, was that during those competitive years we were enjoying wonderful low fares, but one of our airlines, Frontier, could not survive in that competition, and they cried uncle after Southwest bought AirTran and pulled down their hub. That, in fact, and that, of course, changed the way we do business at the airport. So we have, in 2014, been careful to hold the line and make minor changes to the airport. The airport budget is, there's no significant changes to it. The fixed costs are about 82% of the airport industry's budget, so a lot of things that are out there are not changed because we still have to maintain this complex in a superior fashion, whether it's 100 flights a day or 200 flights a day. With that, I'll close and ask if the board has any questions of the airport's budget submittal.
Any questions from committee members? Supervisor Jersey.
We're talking about the entire airport budget, including Timmerman, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Just a couple of comments. I note the tax levy footnote for both the Milwaukee Business Park and Timmerman is not really tax levy. Why do we call it tax levy? It's not tax levy. Why not call it something else?
Mr. Chairman and supervisors, it's on the one hand a function of how the budget is put together, showing that each of these the revenues and expenditures in each program area, in the South 440th and at Timmerman, those are two examples, obviously, where the expenditures are greater than the revenues. So we did, for clarity's sake, want to show that the General Mitchell International Airport does subsidize those two operations.
So why not call it subsidy?
Well, on the one hand, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, you'll see a tax levy, a positive number in those two program areas, but then you'll see a negative number at the airport. And so that reflects the fact that the airport itself is earning the revenue that helps pay for those two programs.
Is it because of your computers? You only have a slot for tax levy?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, in a technical sense, yes. This is all automated by our budget software.
I do appreciate the footnote, though, so it does clarify. With regard to the MK Regional Business Park, we continue in the budget to call it the South 440th, which is not correct. I think that should be updated next year. And then, Mr. Bateman, if you would just comment on the sound abatement program at Mitchell.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, that will be in our capital budget next week. Do you want me to discuss it today, or do you want to hold off to next week on that?
We can do it next week if you like. I mean,
it is part of our 2014 capital budget.
Okay, I'll defer. Thank you.
Any other questions, comments from committee members? Supervisor Mayo, did you have something?
Oh, no.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Director Baker.